Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming to this show. It's really important. We're going to be talking about swelling in the legs. This is something that affects many people. We really don't look at it, but we've all seen some type of, you know, swelling that people have in the legs. Now, I want to thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Hopefully, learning that the lymphatic system is really important to many health problems is changing your life. And the most important thing is that the lymphatic system helps many health problems, and we really just have to do two major steps: activate the lymphatic system and balance your pH. And that's the way we start getting the lymphatic system working. So today I'm going to really talk about swelling. We've all seen it. I had it a little bit in my legs. I wore a stocking for over a year, a support stocking due to swelling in my leg. And once I learned how to activate my lymphatic system, take certain supplements, I haven't worn a stocking in a long time. And we're going to talk about the differences between just having a little bit of swelling in your lower body and having lipedema, which is really a more serious problem of fat storage under our tissues. So today we're going to learn how to balance the pH of the body, activate the lymphatic system. It's not only going to help your swelling, but it's going to help many little problems that you may have. And it really is about increasing circulation and natural detoxification to help our body clean up. We really are very toxic. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've seen many health problems change just by activating the lymphatic system. And when people start to change their diet, it gets even better. And it's not about being perfect. That's one thing I want people to understand. It is definitely not about being perfect and eating a perfect diet. I talk to too many people who have, you know, have major problems with their lymphatic system and swelling, and, you know, they have no idea that they're out of balance or toxic. So it's something that every one of us needs to address, no matter what your health problem may be. And it doesn't matter where you live. If you can't get to me in Scottsdale, Arizona for a physical session, guys, I coach people all around the world. I help. Really, where I learned about lipedema is in Great Britain and Germany. This is where I first heard about it. But more and more, I'm hearing from people in the U.S. who are starting to see this problem. So basically, it's a pear-shaped body. You know, we've all heard that. You know, you have a pear-shaped body. You're thin up on top and you're heavier underneath. This really is due, once you understand the lymphatic system, it is a plumbing system and something that we all have to think about. It's more than just swelling in the legs. It could affect your male or female organs. It can give you, eczema. We can have knee pain, hip pain. We can have a lot of problems when the lymphatic system can't clean up waste in our body. So over many years, you know, being someone who works with the lymphatic system, again, I see many different things. But a lot of it has to do with lymphedema, having to do with cancer. And that's very different. This is really an accumulation when someone has lymphedema of protein-rich fluid in the body. So what people tend to see when the lymphatic system blocks, and it really blocks in the abdomen, and we're going to talk about the cisterna chyli, these are three vessels right under your rib cage, right below your sternum, that are along your spine that must drain the whole lower body. And when these areas in the cisterna chyli, these three vessels, clog up, then we can see spider veins, varicose veins, which can be very ropey, big veins in the legs, cellulite you can see. But something we're seeing more and more is lipedema. And in you know, it really is an accumulation of fat under the subcutaneous tissues that's under your skin. And you can actually feel the little, as it gets worse and worse, you can actually feel the little lobules of fat under the skin. And, of course, there's lymphedema. And this is normally caused by surgery or trauma to the lymph system. But I have seen many people who come to me and just say, you know, I never had surgery, but just I've noticed that I've always swelled and it's getting worse. So anytime we see swelling in the legs, we have to understand that it really is three lymph vessels in the abdomen. So this can really start early, this swelling. I've talked to many people who told me that, you know, I remember as a kid having this problem, and it just, you know, a little bit it would be there, and then it would not be there, and, you know, and then as I became a teen, they started to notice that it would stay more. So this is something that progresses as the, you know, body still fills with waste, because the lymphatic system is not cleaning as well as it can. So, you know, lipoedema, and in Europe it's called lipoedema, L-I-P-O-E-D-E-M-A. They say it's an incurable, chronically progressive buildup of fat that occurs almost exclusively in women. Again, some men can have this problem, but it is mostly in women. It causes an accumulation of fat in the subcutaneous tissue that affects the lower limbs from buttocks to ankles. Now, because the legs are under a little bit of pressure because of blocked plumbing from a lymphatic system being blocked, and this is in the abdomen, the sternocleidomastoid, the three vessels, the legs can get sensitive. Anytime that we have excess fluid under our skin, we have pain when we're touched. And I see this a lot with whole body pain. Clients who are a little heavy come into me, or a little blocked lymphatically, and I touch them and they're just very sensitive. They say that hurts. And I'll rock them for a few minutes, open up their lymphatic system, and right away they say, wow, that feels different. It doesn't hurt as much. Because by opening the lymphatic system, we've relieved congestion and pressure in the body, and the cells feel better. They feel less sensitive. So lipoedema is really little known. It's really generally misdiagnosed, people being told they're obese, and I've heard that many times from women. Unfortunately, when I see somebody with heavy legs who may be older and never knew they had a lymphatic problem, I go up to them and, you know, start talking to them and ask them, you know, do you know you have a lymphatic problem? And they're always relieved to know that they actually had a problem, because most of their life they were told, you're just fat. But here their whole upper body is skinny and their lower body is very heavy. Actually, it could actually drape and fold over it. And this really has to do, it's showing you, why is the upper body working? Because the lymphatics are flowing there, and then the lower body builds up. And that really has to do with the three vessels, the cisterna chyli. So even though we found out about lipoedema 75 years ago, Mayo Clinic, I believe, termed that word, we're just starting to gain awareness. Lipoedema really is something that some people are suffering with but don't really know it. They just think they're heavy. So often people go to their office and they're just told, hey, you're having a problem, you're just fat, you know, lose weight. And many of the people tell me they've tried everything to lose weight and it just never worked. And I believe that's because their tissues had become very acidic. It had constricted their lymphatic system, blocked it like a plumbing system being blocked, and their lower body was not able to clean as well. So the cisterna chyli helps to drain the lower body from the navel down. And we can see slight buildup of this in, you know, young children when they wear their hip hugger pants and their love handles hang over that. That is actually showing that we have a backup of the lymphatic system. And if you look at a picture of the lymphatic system, you'll see how it really is supposed to be flowing down from our hips and our love handles down to our inguinal nodes in our top of our legs. But when it backs up into those areas, and it makes them more fluid-filled. When some congested, many clients will have soreness underneath their rib cage. Again, the cisterna chyli, if you put your hand right under your sternum and the xiphoid process, which is right down the center of your chest, right where the rib cage curves up, straight back down on your spine is where your cisterna chyli is. And many people, when I touch this area, because I always open this up on my clients very gently, when I touch this area, they feel sensitive there, or it may even have a little puffiness, showing that it has a backup. It has congestion in that area. So, you know, it really is plumbing. We just don't think about it because we don't see this. And it's plumbing system that must remove fluid. And we see this in lymphedema. When people get lymphedema and nodes removed from cancer, often their arm can swell. We see this less often nowadays. It would happen much more often before. We're much more sparing when they do surgery for cancer. But it really is about the body, the lymphatic system must pick up fluid, fats. If it can't pick up fats, we get little fatty tumors in our body. But if it really gets a big blockage, we can get a problem like lipedema. So inflammation is also a major contributing factor. I just posted something on my social media saying that inflammation, when we're fat and obese, is a major contributing factor because the tissues aren't getting the proper circulation. And when it can't get good circulation, it actually becomes inflamed from the buildup of cellular waste and other debris that is in the area. So it really is about removing inflammation, and we have to do that by in creating circulation in the tissues, and again, in the deeper tissues where we have the problem. So to improve circulation, we have to reduce inflammation and swelling by starting with balancing the body. You know, I talk about this a lot. We have to balance our body. It's one of the first steps we have to take when you have any illness or any health problem. Balance your internal pH. Most people are severely acidic, and when we're acidic, our body does not give up waste. So the idea of balancing the body is really science that we all have to think of whether we have swelling or we just want to be healthy. Now, again, if you're lucky enough to be in Phoenix, Arizona, you can come see me in Scottsdale, Arizona. I do a fully closed session, and I promise I will change your life. People feel circulation in my first session. They feel their body opening up. We're all very congested. And I can also help you anywhere you live around the world. We use Skype, and within the first few minutes of talking with me, I will give you a different understanding of how you have to get healthy, and a light bulb will go off. You really will be amazed. So what do we have to do to reduce swelling? We have to get our lymphatic system going. Now, there are many ways. Again, in the medical books, they say this is incurable. But I believe there are answers. There's a group of women who are actually having success by doing an elimination diet. They're reducing inflammation in their diet with low-impact diet, exercise, elimination diet, herbal protocols to help their body give up waste. So this is something that's new but definitely can work. But there are things we have control over. It's about knowing what foods are acid alkaline. Don't forget to go to my homepage, ossipinskihealthacademy.com, and get a acid alkaline food shot. But we have to limit our grains, our red meat. These are things that really inflame us. As soon as we eat a piece of bread, your body starts to congest. And I'm not saying never eat it, but we have to get healthy, we have to limit these things over a time. So what foods are you eating? You know, we have to look to eat more Mediterranean diet, which is really eat more vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, potatoes, herbs, extra virgin olive oil, seafood. You know, we don't think about diet creating our problems. And then we have to not eat, because when we eat all the time, we're creating inflammation. A study has proven this. So I believe we should stop and actually eat 3 to 4 days a week and eat clean, eat just raw, and limit everything else that might be acid in your body. Daily exercise, rebounding, swimming, rebounding on a rebounder, a mini trampoline really can help. But it's really about good posture, deep breathing moves our superficial lymphatic system and then lymphatic drainage. We need to understand how to move our lymphatic system on a daily basis by deep breathing, good posture, and really one thing I believe in is systemic enzymes. And a brand that I like is called Fibrenza by HCP Formulas. Systemic enzymes go in your body and break down waste, and they really help to improve lymph flow. So to me, systemic enzymes and balancing your pH is really key. So the goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification, to reduce inflammation and help the body, the lymphatic system, to pick up waste. Now, many people have been told they have fat legs. Again, please look into that. You may have lipedema, and when you go to a specialist, they'll actually feel your under your skin for nodules of fat. And this is how they can tell. There's also a test they can do to see if your lymph system is working. Listen, guys, this is affecting everybody. The lymph system is so important, whether you're swelling or whether you can't think and you have depression, and that's what we're going to talk about next week. This Thursday, actually, how you can help depression by activating the lymph-brain connection, by opening that lymph-brain connection. I hope understanding the lymphatic system really helps you to understand how you can detox and get your life going. If I can help you, contact me at ospinskyhealthacademy.com. I really hope, again, hope you spread the word. Tell somebody about the lymphatic system and everyday lymphatic system detoxification with me. And, you know, it will really change their life. We all have to start thinking about how do we get our lymphatic system going on a daily basis. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. Tell a friend. I hope this really changed your life, and I hope you have a balanced and joyful life. Talk to you next time.